This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us once again. Welcome back. I hope you had a good weekend. Man, there was some epic racing this past weekend around the globe. I was following a couple of the races online. If you race this weekend, I hope you're recovering well. But yeah, some incredible, incredible performances around the world. If you weren't racing, maybe got a couple of big blocks of training in, as I did. I hope it all went according to plan. I must say, November's been pretty good to me. We've been consistent, which is double thumbs up. If you've listened to more than one of these podcasts, you'll know that's the key to performing well. Not that I need to perform well, I just need to get my A into G, as they say. So November's been a fantastic month. The legs are sore and tired, which I guess is a good sign. It means I'm training. So yeah, definitely not complaining. Coming up on today's podcast, we catch up with the returning guest, Lewis Eccleston, to talk a little bit about his run when it comes to Ironman today. Before we do that, though, a massive thank you to our sponsor. It is once again brought to you by Health IQ. Historically, you get penalized by life insurance companies for family history, BMI, and other attributes, but you don't get rewarded for your health-conscious lifestyle, right? Well, according to a study by Garatashia et al., it was published back in the International Journal for Sports Physiology in 2014. High-level endurance athletes have a 27% lower level of mortality from cardiovascular disease, and get this, a 40% lower level of mortality from cancer. So why, as an endurance athlete, shouldn't you get rewarded for that? The good news is, now you can. Health IQ have special life insurance rates for triathletes. You can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes like their cycling IQ or running IQ. And it's pretty cool too, because you also get additional savings by submitting actual data. So for instance, if you raced this past weekend, that counts. You can also include your Strava data, Runkeeper data, all of that sort of stuff counts towards it. You know, like how you can save on your motor insurance if you're a good driver? Well, Health IQ have a unique mortality model on the health conscious and have lower rates for health conscious people. And how's this for a stat? They've secured over $1 billion worth of coverage, so they really know what they're doing. Go check them out, okay? You've got absolutely nothing to lose. healthiq.com/Kona. That's the URL that you can go get a free quote, and let's see how much money we can save you. And in doing so, you'll support us here at the Kona Edge. That's healthiq.com/Kona. You can also text the word Health IQ, that's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222, or simply click on the link in your podcast player right now to get all those details. Coming up next, we chat to Lewis Eccleston. Had some running here on the Kona Edge today. Lewis Eccleston joins us once again. Lewis, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for inviting me.
Lewis, I want to talk about this negative split at Kona on the run. I think it's pretty impressive. I don't think too many people that have done it. And for me, in my mind, it just means that you've paced the perfect Ironman. And you must be, as far as overall performance goes, you must be pretty chuffed. But 1:45 first half, 1:43, I think you said, second half of that marathon. That's pretty good going.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, it just shows how well the race went and how much sticking to your plan really works. I come running out of transition, and I was looking at my heart rate and I was thinking, wow, that's high. And then I was running along thinking, I can run faster here. I know I can run faster. But I didn't. I stuck to the game plan. And coming out onto the Queen K about 10 or 12 miles in, I was still feeling really good. And I got to about 13 miles, and I looked down, and like you say, I was at 1:45. And then going into the energy lab, I felt really good. And then coming out, I felt good again, so I picked up the pace, started running faster on the way back. And I don't think I'd have been able to do that if I'd have gone out like a lunatic on the bike at first, because I just blew up Well, yeah, I nailed that.
What was it? Was a negative run split, was that the plan, or was it a plan to go to halfway and try and feel as good as you can and then push on the pace? Or did you go? Was that part of the plan? Was like, you know what, we want to go negative splits?
The plan was to go out for the first half within my zones, within what I was capable of. And then anything after that, start to build the pace up a bit more. And then the last 10K coming out of the Energy Lab was to, yeah, go as hard as you can, nail it basically, but not too much that you would pass out.
Yeah. Have you run a negative split in an Ironman before?
Nope. The last one I did, I ran Ironman UK in Bolton. I did 1:30 for the first half and then a 1:40 for the second half. And basically, legs just started falling to pieces for the second half. But I think going into any Ironman, you're going to fade in the second half marathon. But I think it's slightly different in Kona because it's so hot, but if you go out a bit harder for the first half in an Ironman in somewhere where you're a bit more acclimatised, then that's good because you're always going to fade anyway in the second half. So that's sort of a good thing to do, I think.
Is that, I mean, looking ahead, is that the way you are going to approach it, or the experience that you've had in Kona now, knowing that you can negative split it, which way are you leaning towards? Let's say you do Bolton next year. Are you going to try and go out hard in that first half again and then hang on, or do you want to try and negative split them?
Yeah, hopefully I'm going to do Bolton again next year, and I'm going to approach it exactly the same way I've done for the previous two races. I'm going to go out hard and try and run a 3-hour marathon, which was the plan, and try and do that. I'm not scared of blowing up because I'll just get around it basically. But yeah, I think you've got to approach it like that.
Favorite run workouts, Lewis, what do you love doing?
I love a 2-hour run session. I think a 2-hour run session, a negative split, that's a good run. Also, 6x1K on the track, that's always a good session to do. Keeping two run sessions different is always a good thing to do.
And you also mentioned in our first chats sort of the reason you took up swimming and cycling was because you were injury prone, and you said that you've had to cut back your running a lot. Do you get frustrated that you feel like you're not running enough, particularly coming from a running background, or have you pretty much come to terms with it that, you know what, I've got to do three sports, I don't even have time, and this is working for me right now? If you had the choice, would you run more?
I enjoy it actually, because I think running so much, I tend to get injured, and seeing the results I have done, like lowering the volume of miles and doing bike riding as well, has brought my running on more than it was originally. I think it's always good to see. And yeah, I think as long as you can keep seeing improvements, doing what you're doing, then that's good.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, Lewis, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your nutrition. We'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge.
Thanks, Brad. Speak to you soon.
Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Peak Triathlon Coaching. Peak Triathlon Coaching is a triathlon coaching company helping multi-sport athletes take their training to the next level and achieve their multi-sport goals. All of Peak's coaches are age group athletes themselves, so they understand the challenges of training with full-time jobs, busy family lives, and the other unique dynamics of life. They thrive on helping their athletes optimize their training time and assist with all aspects of the journey to their races. Whether you need help training for your first triathlon, want to tackle a new distance, or want to qualify for Kona, Peak and their experienced staff can help you get there. Over the years, they've helped athletes cross hundreds of Ironman finish lines, helped them achieve all kinds of different goals, including podium finishes in Kona and age group nationals. Based in the US, Peak Triathlon Coaching helps athletes around the world. Their economic pricing makes them an excellent option for athletes of all levels. Head over to peaktricoaching.com now and set up your free consultation to see how they can help you become the best athlete you can be while having fun doing it. You can also head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching to find out more. And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to Lewis Eccleston as well. Don't forget, if you're a coach and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, all you have to do is head over to that URL that I mentioned. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Just scroll all the way down to the bottom. All the details are there. Only got a handful of slots left. So if you have a coaching business or if you are a coach, I'd suggest hop on there right now, okay? Quick iTunes review for you. This one from Jammy089 in Australia, saying, by far the best triathlon podcast out there. Been listening to Big Brad Brown for a few months, and the content supply is unreal, and the variety is great. Brad, keep up the great work. It's Jamie in Brisbane, Australia. Jamie, thank you so much. Much appreciated. Leaving Instagram handle as well if you want to reach out to Jamie. It's at Jamie089 on Instagram. Jamie, I'll pop your message on there too. Thank you so much for your kind words. Don't forget, if you'd like to leave us a review as well, I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. It's as simple as that. Those iTunes reviews really help us get in front of more and more people. Before I go, a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode of The Kona Edge. It was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. The website to get to find out more is healthiq.com/Kona, or simply text the word Health IQ. That's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. Or alternatively, just click on the link in your podcast player or in the show notes to this episode of The Kona Edge. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.